out at the Georgetown Fair for 2025. Chad Baker, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, and getting a word in with our senior champion of the showmanship. It is Katie Liebring. Katie, congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the competition itself here tonight. You were up against some great competition here. All three of you girls are veterans. Great competition. It looked like the animals were behaving well for you, though.
Yes, they were. I believe they were. And all of those girls, I've grown very fond of all of them. So being out there with your friends is kind of a good time also, and I look forward to it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about each of the breakdown here. Which one did you feel that showed most confidently with tonight? Which one maybe give you a little bit of resistance there?
Well, I showed cattle for 8 years, but I don't do that anymore, and I've shown swine for 9. So those are my strong shoots, I would say. I feel like I did pretty decent with the goats, but sheep and I just don't get along. So.
Yeah, it looked like the sheep for all three of you maybe gave the most resistance here this evening, and I know that seemed to be just talking with the judge, Paige. She said that was, may have been like the turning point of the evening here.
I didn't really get to watch the others, but I know that I kind of struggled with it, but I think I did better than I have in the past, so that's a good thing.
Great weather for it here this evening. That had to play a little bit into it. Sometimes, you know, better weather maybe evens the playing field out a little bit. Do you feel that may give you a little bit of more advantage, disadvantage?
Yeah, it's been a lot cooler than it has the past couple of days. I know all of us have shown probably every single day, so I think we all did pretty well because of that. We weren't really sweating our butts off like we have been, but yeah.
For folks that don't know you as well, tell us a little bit about Katie.
I'm 17 years old. I'm from Vetersburg, Indiana, and I'll be a senior at Fountain Central High School. I'm the vice president of our FFA chapter, and I show pigs.
Very good, very good. Where else are you showing this summer?
I'm not sure yet. This is our, 11th weekend out in a row, so I'm sure we'll take a break this weekend, but I don't really know what else is next, but I'm sure it'll be something.
Well, that just shows that, hey, there again, champion, we'll show, and you get a break every now and then, but state fair plans possibly?
Possibly. I think we're going to try to.
Very good. Very good. And, of course, involved not only with 4-H, but FFA as well. So looking forward to that. Anything else here for the Georgetown Fair that you're looking forward to here now that the showmanship's done?
Well, I mean, 4-H day is tomorrow, and then Friday's the auction. So we haven't really gotten a break, but I've had a good week, good time with my friends, my family. And, yeah, it's been a good time.
It's been a good time. Very good. Well, hey, and of course, we want to do mention, too, winner of two more awards here tonight. That's got to be, there again, just an extra drop of the bucket here of what's been a great week for you.
Yes, I've gotten those two awards, I think, 2 years in a row now, and it means a lot. Just being a recipient of two out of that many awards is just great. And I couldn't do it without my family. Like I said, we always say it takes a village to do this kind of thing, and it truly does. So I want to thank all of them also, and our great superintendents and all the volunteers, and we couldn't do it without them either.
Great group of junior contestants here this evening as well. Looks like the future's pretty bright here, at least for this competition.
Absolutely. The future showman is impeccable. And I can't wait to watch it, maybe if I'm done showing from the sidelines and maybe help coach a little bit.
Well, you won't be at Fountain County forever. You got future plans beyond high school.
Yes. I plan on going into agricultural communications, and I don't know what else from there. Kind of just wait and see.
Well, it's just so happens that, you know, you could do a lot with agriculture communications, and there may be a microphone in your future.
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite aspects of it. You know, I like writing, I like photography, so mixing all that together would be kind of a dream.
Absolutely. Well, Katie, I'm going to let you get back with your family. Congratulations again. Well earned. And enjoy the rest of Fair Week and the rest of summer.
Thank you for having me.
That's Katie Liebring. She is your senior showmanship champion here at the Georgetown Fair. We'll have more reports throughout the week from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Chad Baker for WITY.